Welcome to the American Wordsmith Channel, a show aimed to inspire readers to cherish the most meaningful moments found in life by learning about the mid-19th century, 1850 to 1906 lifestyle. Subscribe for more content on aspects of my business and writing life, as well as topics concerning mid-19th century living, child rearing, and much more. Today's cultural climate is full of desensitized and inefficacious people who assume that things just happen to them. People who are inefficacious disgust me. I have always sympathized with the truly great men who take action. I love men who fight against those who try to stop their innovation. They have efficacy and therefore my undying respect. I can still remember, having been raised Protestant, seeing men specifically in church kneeling, and I cringed, even as a child. I thought how lowly and weak they look. Fast forward to college, and another late night reading session for tomorrow's class, where I have the works of Milton's Paradise Lost and Marlowe's version of Faust in my hands, further empathizing with the devil and the snake and man who desires knowledge. My sense of life became clearer to me when I felt this ferocity rise within at man who has refused the ability to know and refused to feel proud of knowing. After all, our tool of survival is our mind, our reason. Why must Christianity squash the very thing that makes us capable of living? I find it pure evil. Perhaps this moment of fierce rebellion in my soul, sitting in my college's library, is why I always seem to come back to motifs of snakes and birds, heaven and hell, God and Satan, and Adam and Eve in my work. I cannot help but rage against those who tell me not to know when I have spent all my life trying to know everything. I've always said that if I could have a chip inserted into my brain with all human knowledge known today, then I would. My fear is that we can go backwards as a society. Literary fiction and other art dies in a bad or sick culture. Today, all literary fiction is tribalistic and not about morality at all. The left has thrown morality away since they believe it is incurably tied to religion, while the right has kept to their small Christian publishing presses to put out more of the same religious morality texts. But where, oh where, are the secular moralists who are capable of shining through the rubbish? Where are the writers and readers who want to learn how to be better and happier, living their ever longer lives on earth? Why are publishers saying no to any books that are not liberal or tribalistic in nature? Why is there outrage over literary fiction books even existing anymore? Because our culture is dying. I can blame liberal ideology and religious ideology to a certain extent, but beyond that, I am unsure. All I know is that the worst thing an individual can do is desensitize themselves to life. And yet drugs, drinking, hedonism in general, even rushing from one loud event to the next, or traveling all over the world without one moment to rest, are causing a group of desensitized people to roam around the earth and teach their children the same. When the music dies down and the party leaves, people can no longer stand being with their own thoughts, and so they repeat the numbing process over and over again in one endless cycle. I remember when I was presenting my literary thesis to my professors in undergrad. When I finished, one commented about how they thought it was a theatrical performance because of the way I read it, and openly mocked me when I said that the meaning of life was about happiness. My professors were a product in the most extreme way of a culture that is dying, if not already dead. They were cynical, could not take their own subject seriously, and believed that truth is outside of reality. My rebellious heart raged that day, and I will never forget it. Yet again, here is the left telling me that I cannot know anything, just as much as the religious right does. Well, I refuse to believe that I cannot know how to be happy, or that it is not a worthy goal. And I would rather feel too much anxiety about every little thing in my life than nothing at all. I would rather feel deep gratitude for what appear to be, to most, as boring or inane things. I would rather feel endless sorrow for a loss in my life than to drown them in drink. I would rather behave as innocently as a child than as cynically as a manic depressive professor. Life becomes more bearable when you know madness does not arise out of the blue, but is built up by hundreds of acts, little acts of transgression over time that you and the others around you never cared to notice. Being in a desensitized state is a killer to human beings. Don't let it get you next. Thanks for joining me this week on the American Wordsmith channel. If you found value in this show, please like it, subscribe to my channel, and consider supporting me on AmericanWordsmith.com, where you can buy my novels, The Paper Pusher, The Dormant Age, A Man of Silence, and A Man of Action. Be sure to tune in next week for a new episode. Take care.